Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? We're on episode 202. We're halfway through December, basically.
We are. I am fresh out of Christmas. I think I have one more Christmas shirt, and then after that, I gotta go shopping.
Yeah, I was running low, so I just put on a new sweater that I haven't worn yet that I bought for New York and just didn't wear.
Nice. Guys, we have a hell of an episode for you. We went back and forth on, number one, whether to even cover this, but number two, where to cover this. Would we do it on our Patreon? Would we do it here? Because full disclosure, I'm almost positive we're going to get demonetized, even though I'm like really going to try not to.
Oh no.
Yeah, there's one particular reason we are gathered here today, because if you know anything about Ash Trevino, aka the inmate hopper, and if you don't worry, because we're going to fill you in. She did something pretty crazy a few nights ago. It was a little bit OF rated, I guess you could say. Things happened. Tongues were out.
Great.
Titties were flying.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Well.
Jesus. Okay. Well, full disclosure, I know literally nothing about this person. And the only thing I know is your We Love the Internet from last week.
And that one, you didn't see the screenshot I sent you of her tongue like this?
No.
Oh, I sent you like a random disturbing screenshot. You must have luckily missed it.
Jesus. Okay, so if you don't know who it is, buckle up and we're in this together.
Oh my God. It's literally going to have to be a one topic episode, and I shit you not, it could be two.
You guys, the amount of times that she's mentioned this person to me, and I'm just like, I don't know, like not even remotely on my radar.
Yeah, this is one of my fascinations. And I was so excited when I found out Sherilyn from the Here for the Clout podcast, she's also fascinated by Ash Trevino and they've covered her. I don't know how I fell into it. I don't know how I'm aware of all the lore. I just don't know what happened or how it happened because I don't follow her. She's just always on my For You page.
And but I feel like you just know the lore about everyone weird like this.
Yeah, another one I could go on for literally a trillion years is Amberlynn Reed. I could go on for
People have been asking for that deep dive a lot.
I know, yeah. Like literally it's just a matter of getting all my ducks in a row because I've literally been following her for a decade. So you know what I mean? Lots of girlfriends to cover.
It's a long thing. It's kind of like when I tried to do the deep dive. I mean, I did do it, but it could have gone on for like five more years on Joy Sparkles.
Yeah. And it's fun to cover topics that you're obviously very invested in. Like I like to do this, but at the same time, I'm like, fuck, I have to leave out so much. Consuming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't worry. It's going to be more than enough. And hopefully your phone's like listening and hears that you're learning about Ash Trevino and then starts feeding you shit on your For You page. And then you join me in my journey.
Fuck you.
Okay. So my gosh, Ash Trevino. Ash Trevino is an influencer. It's kind of even weird saying that because she's a live person. Like she's a person that only does TikTok lives. She doesn't create content.
So like on TikTok. Like a what's her name? Adrielle, kind of.
Exactly like an Adrielle. Oh my God. Yeah, they've battled. They're like the only two who can stand each other at this point.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
But she's also a mother of two. I think Adrielle is two, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And she is 35 years old and she resides in Texas. And the reason why I heard about her is because she might just be the most covered person on TikTok. Like people hear about her through T pages and through memes and like people just re-uploading clips of her live because she has so many little moments where it's like, why the fuck did you say that, Ash? Why'd you say that?
I mean, literally, you showed me a claymation that someone made of just like a random clip of her.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. It seems like people are very invested.
Absolutely. And the reason why people call her the inmate hopper, like you see in the title and the thumbnail, is because she has self-admittedly dated 30 inmates in the last 5 years.
A choice.
Oh, definitely a choice. And one she just loves
30
to make.
Choices.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that is a specific type of person.
Absolutely.
That does that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And she talks about it a lot. We'll cover a few of her inmate references specifically and two of the inmates particularly that she dated because they're pretty relevant. But she says that she calls this where we are the free world. I don't know if that's what people
meaning like outside of prison or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Got she's it. Like, you know, I don't date guys out here in the free world. Like it's just okay.
Again, a choice.
But yeah, one thing that she does a lot is documents her talking to these inmates. And there has been a few times that has gotten her into some pretty hot water because people have looked up these inmates, they've seen what crimes they committed, and then it's just been a back and forth. And we're gonna get into one particular, but first, I kind of want to give you her vibe. You know what I mean? Like before we get into like particulars, like you just gotta get to know Ash, like just the shit that she says. And mind you, none of these, I mean, yes, they became their own little dramas, but you can go to her live on any given day and she's saying some ignorant ass shit and definitely changing her accent every 5 seconds. Like she'll be talking normal and then she's like, we're not finna do this. We are not gonna finna do this. And, okay, I need you to relax. Like, literally, what are you doing?
I'm finna be in the pit.
Oh, she finna be in the pit, for sure.
Wait, quick question. Question before we get started. How did she garner her following?
A mystery to me. I'm genuinely, okay. I'm 100%
There's
serious.
There's no, like, one thing. It was just, like, she had followers one day.
She had followers one day. And, I mean, it's not that hard to get 1,000 followers, right? That's how much you need to go live on TikTok. And I think because of the nature of her character, she just... Like, people are like, who are
you? It's like a train wreck. People can't look away.
And now, literally, she gets banned, like, every few weeks or every few days at this point. And then she just, like, gets a new account and it immediately has, like, 60,000 people following it. And she, the other night when her tetas were flying all over the place, she had 30,000 people minimum watching at that time.
Wow.
Like, on any given day you're going to her page, she has 10,000 people just watching her, literally just scrolling, listening to Como La Flor in the background, which, by the way... Fuck you, Ash, for many reasons, but the amount of clips with music in them, it's like all of them. She's always listening to the most blaring, annoying music. One of the things that she does a lot is she like flaunts her designer bags. And mind you, she lives in like a small house in Texas, of all things, because, you know, Texas is not like property isn't super expensive. It's actually one of the places with cheaper ones. But she flaunts these designer bags while she's living in a very small house. Mind you, again, she has two teenage daughters and those daughters do not have a bed. Okay. They have an air mattress and we'll get into why. It's a whole thing. Bear with me. Imagine living in that life. People know, like, they see the life that you're living and then you're like, and this is my Louis Vuitton and this is my Valentino.
Are they real?
Allegedly. She said that the Valentino, is it a Valentino? Yeah, it is. She wanted to like give it away forever. She never did. And then she just talks about it like any chance she gets. She's just like, oh, my Valentino. Like my, it's like this regular
name drops it.
So, oh my God, all the time. But this clip gives like a good, I don't know. You see her essence.
This bot, well, I've had it for some months now. since the beginning of the year. I'm sure y'all have seen it.
Sure you
is
have.
This one right here. It's a tote bag. This is the Valentino purse. But it's always in my way. but this is the Coach bag right here. It's white with tan. And it's a tote. But I can give that to somebody. I have this Michael Kors one right here I don't use. And I have this Coach bag back here that I don't use. So... I don't use those.
Do you think she uses them? She literally gives, like, her entire energy is emotionally stunted 14-year-old who, like, wants to be cool, like, in high school.
Yeah, that's just, like, bragging. Like, I mean, I could give you it if I'm
yeah,
like, I
don't yeah. And it. She literally, Lily, never does. Like, she always talks about giving away all these bags. She does not give a single one away.
I kind of bet you they're fake.
I mean, they're Coach bags. Like, can you imagine? Like, do they even
that's,
sell?
That's true. fake yeah, but, like, Louis bags. Vuitton. I don't know. Yeah.
Another thing she did, and I was actually present on live for this, but I could not find the, like, full clip of this live anywhere, was she finally got furniture because people would clown her ass for not having a dining room table. Okay? She literally had no table. Like, they would just, like, eat
I
wherever they were.
I feel like the bed for the daughters should probably be prioritized over a dining room
oh,
table.
Oh, you're going to see very okay. quickly. She does not prioritize her kids for absolutely fucking anything. But at first, the daughters weren't even living with her. Okay, so the daughters were living with her parents and she lived in this house. It's a two-bedroom, I think. And she was living there by herself, but the daughters would come over sometimes and people would shit on her a lot because they were like, oh, so you have these bags. Where's your dining room table? You know what I mean? Like, you literally don't have even a place to eat. So she finally got the dining room table. I was on the live when this happened and she was like, this is my $6,000 furniture set. Thank you, haters. Like, she was literally saying that on the live. And this is a little tiny clip of it.
Look, because y'all always like to talk. Always like to talk. And got me a dining room table. My dining room.
Then I don't know how it got leaked, but it got leaked that the whole entire furniture set is from Rent-A-Center and like the receipt was leaked.
Wait, so she said that that table was $6,000?
No, she got like a little set. It was like a living room set. And then, well, here's the receipt. Okay. I think if you add all of this up, it's like a couple $1,000. It's not even $6,000. And then if you don't know what Rent-A-Center is, it's essentially like you're renting furniture and paying monthly for it.
And I guess it also says rent to own. So it's like,
exactly.
You can't it. Afford to buy it outright, but you're renting it until
exactly.
You can,
and yeah. Spoiler alert, it's a lot more expensive in the end than if you would have just gone out and bought furniture, because I think
it's like a credit card.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a little glimpse into like how much Ashley fails to realize that if she keeps fucking around, she's gonna find out. because literally anything she does, anywhere she goes, people know where she is because of the shit she said that we're going to get into right now. That is really heinous. And it is provable that she's a horrible human being and a horrible mother and just someone that shouldn't be allowed a platform at all. People literally just like expose her constantly. So like if she, there was like a clip the other day, she was at a gas station with her daughters, filmed, put on TikTok, clowned to hundreds of thousands of people.
I mean, the idea that someone would leak a Rent-A-Center receipt.
All I could think of is maybe the like delivery people probably heard her talking shit to the live and were like, uh-uh.
Literally, I was thinking like they probably heard her just being really obnoxious and realized that she had followers and was like,
yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe they were a fan like you.
Maybe. You know what? It's plausible. She got her lips done. This was more recent. And I shit you not, she came onto live with the biggest like baboon ass lips you have ever seen in your life. Like they were swollen and bruised. And she literally mid live just started like gushing blood out the bottom. And it's like, ma'am,
oh my God,
something might have happened. But then literally 2 days later, they were gone. They were gone. Like, okay, mean? I understand swelling goes down, but like it literally looks like she did not get any lip filler. And people think she got the Hyaluron pen. That was like what she was being accused of a lot.
Oh my God.
And she's like, I didn't get the pen. I got injections and all. It was a whole little saga that we don't need to get into. But yeah, that is a whole side quest.
I got my lips done, but they're so swollen. I don't like them. I just went and got them done. OMG, let me see. It'll go down. I know. Okay, y'all can't make fun of me, okay? Did it hurt? No, not really. I bet they're cute. I did not know TikTok had so many uncertified doctors. You know, I come on here to show y'all my life, but it's literally crazy because it's like y'all literally try to bring down anything against me and it's crazy.
Girl, whoever did your lips, you need to go do it again because
she didn't use Juvederm.
What does that mean?
She didn't use the one that is like the best.
Oh.
She told me that I have to go back in a month and she's got to add more because my lips were so small. She had to shape my top lip. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they went down fast.
Well, no, she told me they were going to go down 75% of the time.
Oh, I mean, okay.
75% of, the amount. But no, she told me that they were going to, because she only used like a size of a blueberry is what she put in my lips. And guys, my lips did not deflate. They're still there. My top lip's just not as big because I didn't want more liquid in the top. She asked me, and I wanted more in the bottom. So,
and then of course, when she gets them, she can't just get them and come online. She gets them, comes online, and is just like, Brad's I can spend my money on whatever I want. Y'all, she says all the time, y'all don't pay my bills. Literally, all she does is battle.
I feel like they do. No,
literally, they do. Like, you depend on them to pay your bills. There was another era. Okay, we cannot get into the Heartbreaky era, but Heartbreaky is another live creator that she used to be friends with, and she lives in Orlando. And so Ash went to go visit Heartbreaky, and spoiler alert, that was the end of their friendship. Oh my God, it was a whole fucking rigmarole. They were both exposing each other, but one thing that sticks out in my mind is Heartbreaky coming online and saying that her son in the middle of Disney World kept telling Ash, like, you need to go take a shower, like, you stink. And I was just like, oh.
Wait, so had they not met before she visited?
No, they would just battle all the time. It is relevant though, that trip, for two reasons. Number one, she didn't take her daughters, okay? And this was her explanation for not taking her daughters, who had never been to Disney. I don't even know how, as a mom, you would want to experience something like that without your kids. Like, it's fucking Disney, you know what I mean?
I didn't take them to Disney. I've said this before, if you were not on that live, I'm sorry you weren't there, but I did not take them to Disney because my kids do not fly. And they had school.
They do not fly by choice?
I don't know. Like, why don't they fly? But also, she has very publicly said that at least one of her daughters absolutely confirmed dropped out of school. So that's a lie.
And they're in high school?
Yeah, high school. She's like, I think one is 15 and I think one might be 13 or something like that. And I think the oldest one dropped out of high school. But they're both always around. So I don't know if either of them go to school.
Okay.
My kids had just started school. Like a couple weeks before, and I couldn't take them, or else I would have, to be honest.
To be honest.
And I really wanted to take them. I felt so bad.
Oh my god. She's fucking going ham on her ear.
Literally, she's using her nail as a Q-tip.
She has a huge nail too, and the whole thing disappeared in her
ear. I feel like you'd like puncture an eardrum.
Another thing that's relevant from that heartbreaky trip is not only was it the end of their friendship and had a huge crashing out that I highly suggest you go and watch all of that because it was a fun time. But while they were there, they watched a documentary on Chris Watts. Heartbreaky was live, and Ash Trevino is there saying that, like, basically she would want to write Chris Watts. And then Heartbreaky was like, what the fuck? Like, he killed his fucking wife and daughters. And she goes, well, maybe that's because she wasn't happy. Maybe if he was happy, he wouldn't have done that.
What?
And then Heartbreaky goes, that's fucked up. Like, literally, I was in tears. And she goes, I wasn't in tears. I was bored. I was falling asleep to the documentary. Like, she is not a nice or good human being by any stretch of the imagination. She says so much shit like that, that like even when she tries to pretend that she's a nice and normal human being, 2 seconds later says something that is so heinous and so fucked up that you're like, what does your brain look like on the inside? Like, what are your thoughts like? Because you scare me.
And she's not like, I mean, not, it doesn't make it better, honestly, but like, she's not just doing it for attention.
No. You kind of realize the more you watch Ash and the more kind of controversies that she gets into that she's dead serious. Like, this is the way her brain thinks. And it's kind of sad because you see it, like, when she's talking to the inmates and stuff, like, you see the immaturity. You don't see someone that is being, I don't know, like a Logan Paul, or even like at the end, we're going to talk about her with this guy named Santos. He's an idiot kid, but he is very obviously doing this for clout. You know what I mean? She's not like, yeah.
It's not like she's like lost in the sauce. It's like, she's just like nuts.
Yeah. And I think that once you reach the point where your kids are on multiple occasions going into your room, begging you to get off of live, I don't think you're playing anymore. You know what I mean? I think this is you. But anyway, going back to just, again, this is just general vibe. So if it seems random, it is random. We're like jumping through eras and just trying to give you a general vibe of Ash. But people criticize her parenting a lot, as they fucking should, because number one, her kids obviously didn't live with her.
Doesn't seem like she does much of it.
No, she doesn't. And when you hear her talking with her daughters, it's very much giving a friend, not a parent, in any way, shape, or form. Like, there's no sense of nurturing or like maternal instinct that comes from her ever. But this is why she says that we have to understand that she's just now learning how to parent her kids at 35 and they're in their teens.
Interesting.
People talk about me being a bad mom, doing this, doing that, and that's fine. One thing y'all have to remember is that my parents helped me raise my kids for 6 years. So now that I live on my own, I've been on my own for 5 months this month.
Didn't you say they're like teenagers?
Yeah. So the reason why that sounds a little bit weird is because she had kids with her first husband, which his name starts with an I, but it's fleeting. And he's since passed away. But they were married and together, and he was not an inmate. And so for the first, I don't know how many years, maybe she was like playing house, you know what I mean, type of thing with him. And like, they were together and raising their kids. But when they got separated, basically she just tossed them off to her parents and lived with her parents. But they helped raise them. No, they raised them. And it's very obvious in everything she does.
It was like they just started raising all three of them.
Yeah. And then as a 35-year-old woman, which, I mean, listen, tragedy can strike at any time. And like, poverty and stuff doesn't discriminate against age and all of that stuff. Like, I'm well aware of that. It's not even to shame her for that. It's more of just like the way she says is like, I've been on my own for 5 months. Like, I'm just trying to do this. I don't care where you were living before this. You should have been a parent at every stage, even if you were living with
your parents. Yeah, the parenting shouldn't hit like, That's
if I had to go live with my mom would not be the person that like makes sure they're fed and make sure they're clothed at every, like, that's still me. So yeah, she's full of shit. But anyway, she keeps going as she always does. Oh, even less.
Oh,
and you know what she means by doing a dang good job is buying them Wingstop, like literally every day.
It was like letting one of them drop out of school.
And that and that, too. A whole other thing is that they don't have beds. So again, she's lived there for 5 months. I think now it's going on a little bit more than that. And at no point, even in her rent-a-center purchase, did she think, let me get my daughters a bed. Why? Because they had all their shit in the grandparents' house and they would come and just visit her. So what would she do? She would just pop out a fucking air mattress and be like, here, sleep on that.
I told them they can keep my bed and I would sleep on the air mattress until I got another bed. It's not that I can't afford it. I can afford it, but it's the fact that I don't have no dude to help me move it. Y'all act like...
No. Mattresses get delivered, ma'am.
She just needs a dude. Everything, her whole life revolves around men, by the way. Like, literally everything in her head is just guys, men. I'm nothing without them.
To present that as a legitimate reason. I'm like, I have things around the house that it's like, no, I haven't done that because, like, I don't have anyone to help me.
Yeah.
But it's not things like ordering furniture.
It's not that I don't have money. Well, then hire someone on like TaskRabbit or something. Like, what are you talking
about?
That's
absurd.
Like, I have somebody to help me build it. Like, I'm just going to be able to call somebody and be like, hey, can you come fix this bed for my kids? I don't have somebody like that.
Question, who the fuck put your bed together, bitch?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think beds are that hard to put together. My mom and I have done it plenty fine the last 2 decades.
I will say, her bed is not even a bed. It's just like a frame and a mattress. But even that would be better than nothing. Get them a mattress.
Well, yeah, I was like, frankly, just get them a mattress even. Yeah. And then you don't have to put it together and the delivery person will bring it inside.
But she doesn't have a dude, so she can't.
That's wild.
My dad don't know how to do that. Because they weren't living with me. That's why I waited, because they weren't living with me. Y'all don't understand what I go through. They were not living with me fully.
What you go through? It sounds like you weren't going through anything if they were living with you.
This shit she says fucking cracks me up. Do you see why I could watch this on live for like ever? I'm just like, what did she just say right now? Okay, also, as a fucking mom, what do you mean you finally got your own place? Which, if you've been living with your parents and you've never truly been on your own, the ultimate dream is to be alone with your kids. Like, you guys have your own house. That's your family. The first thing I would want to do is put my kids' room together. What do you mean?
But she doesn't have a man to do it.
And then she's like, oh, well, they didn't live with me. But they still should have a place in your home. They're minors. Like, they're not even fucking adults.
And that's why I asked, like, was there never a plan for them to move in? Wouldn't you, like, set up a room so
eventually they
move in? Does
she seem like the type to plan ahead, Lily?
No. Well, we don't know what she's going through.
No, we don't. She says shit like that and you're just like, what? Doesn't elaborate anymore.
Well, that doesn't really even really apply to what she's talking about. Like, going through what? Like, you got your own place. Isn't that good?
But don't worry, because she is buying her kids a bed for Christmas.
Oh, great.
And for sure. But now that I know that they fixed up their room, you see the LED lights? They fixed up their room. They brought their cajones back from my mom's house because they had their vanity stuff over there. They brought everything back. So now I'm going to buy them a bed for Christmas. But I'm going to get it before Christmas. But I don't know if I should get them bunk beds because they're older, or if I should get them one bed to share. But,
They're teenagers, you witch. What do you
literally
mean?
Literally what?
What teenage girl wants to sleep in a bed with her sister? I mean, at least the bunk beds, okay? Or like 2 separate beds just pushed a little bit apart.
What the fuck?
I know she's a mom. I've seen the pictures of her. Like, that she was pregnant. There's proof. But I'm just like, no, it can't be. There's just no way.
Yeah, you don't have to be a mom to know that that's weird to have. Like,
she's like, I don't know what to do. I just can't put my finger on it. Bunk beds or a shared mattress?
And also bunk beds? I thought you couldn't put together a normal bed. That sounds really,
sounds really laborious.
That's why I haven't bought it. Because I don't know if I want to buy them.
That's why.
Like a bunk bed or buy them, 2 separate beds. I mean, a big bed to,
yeah,
like,
the,
share.
No, that one.
Like
the last one.
A queen or a king. But to be honest, you guys, I even told them that they could keep my bed and I would sleep on the air mattress. But they said no.
She's acting like they're, like, having a sleepover.
Oh,
like,
my God.
No.
Well, that's how she
beds.
Treats them. Everything is very weird friend vibes, sleepover vibes, not daughter vibes.
Like, also, I told them they could have the bed, but...
Her famous quotes that just crack me up are, to be honest, guys, and at the end of the day, those are, like, her two that she just keeps on rotation. It's insane.
You know, does she do the, mind you, people telling, like, stories on TikTok, they always are being, mind you,
no.
And then they go off on some other tangent.
No, she's like, not smart okay. enough to use that one. Another thing that she does with her kids, since we're on that topic, is she tells them to get on live. She tells her followers, mind you, 99% of the people that are watching Ash, which she has to keep her chat on sub only, which means only if you subscribe, you can even chat, because so many people hate her. She told that chat of like 15,000 people, hey, go follow my underage daughter because she's going to go live. Great. Then she got all excited and was like, oh my God, she has like 8,000 followers. This is so exciting. The daughter goes live and comes into the room sobbing because she was getting so much hate on the chat. And this is just a glimpse into her parenting.
You know, she's 15 and I understand. So that's why I told her, I said, get back on live and you show them. Show them that you're your mom's daughter because they're not going to kick me off the app.
Why are you crying?
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not going to bracelet. I got off the live.
Put your stuff on no comments or something. Stop crying about it.
I did.
Okay. They're gonna say stuff and you ignore it.
Obviously, but I'm sensitive.
No, you ignore it.
I tried.
Then she puts it on mute to basically tell. She does that.
I told
her,
you want to be on social media? That's what comes with social media. People are gonna talk about you. People are gonna dock you. You want to do that, you have to go with it. You have to take it. But that's why I'm saying, like, you know, being on social media, you guys, is not fun. But at the end of the day, like, you know, you have to be able to deal with the hate. Like, you really do, because I get a lot of hate. You know, I get messages that I don't even read. My messages are off, you guys, because I do not care.
Solid advice. Great mom.
There's a difference between, like, oh, don't let people, like, put you down. And then, like, no, just ignore all of the grown adults, like, harassing you.
You know what's crazy?
Because of me.
We've talked about this a few times with problematic people. Not everybody has this experience on social media. Like, do we get hate comments? Sure. Do we get a lot more positive comments than that? Yeah. So I think that if you're not actively a fucking diabolical human being, you'll generally be fine. Like, yeah, have tough skin. And I've definitely gotten my fair share of just heinous comments. But in general, those kind of blow over. And if you're a good person, you'll recover and, like, not have to deal with hate on the regular.
You just get the occasional ones about your voice.
Yeah. What I will say, though, is that, dude, honestly, if I were her, and I was facing the amount of hate, again, she has to do sub-only chats. She doesn't read her messages. Like, she has to live in a bubble, because if not, like, she gets wrecked on the regular.
But that's just how social media is.
Yeah, and people are clowning her, like, full-grown adults battling with her and just berating her. People showing up to where she is and beating her ass. Like, that is her life, okay? People showing up to her house to beat her ass. Like, it is very, very violent, the situation she's gotten herself into because of the shit she says online. Why would you ever subject your daughter to that? You are a heinous human being for that. That is insane that you would do that and just be like, oh, everybody, you know, it's just hate, like, get over it. She's 15. When I was 15, the amount of hormones flowing through my body, I didn't know what to do with myself and I had nothing going on.
Does she, like, want her to do it so they, like, make money and then she can?
I don't even think so, to be honest.
It's just, like, she thinks that that's, like, what everyone wants.
Yeah. And, like, isn't a mother enough to mother them and to say, no, this is not a good idea. I do this to pay the bills.
Well, it's because I don't think she thinks it's a bad idea.
And what's so interesting, too, is that, like, before this moment, she has always hid their faces. Like, when they get on the live, she, like, hides their face and, like, mutes them. Like, she has always hidden them.
Oh, that's surprising.
So, like, now it's just, it was very weird. And the daughter goes live, but, like, with a filter on, or, like, she'll go live with, like, a picture of her mom on the screen. And then it's just her voice. You know what I mean? So she's not, like, front and center.
What is she doing?
Just talking. I actually have a live from her daughter talking about the crazy live that we're going to get into at the end. This daughter in particular runs away a lot. And after this night, I'm pretty sure when she was crying and all that stuff, she ran away that night. And Ash was, like, crying. And it's just a whole fucking thing. It's so shitty. But she's a horrible mom. I mean, is that even debatable? I don't think so.
No.
Then a really quick other thing that is not quite inmate hopper territory, so it's just, like, a standalone situation. I'm not going to get into it very much, but there is a man named Eli that she was quite infatuated with. And any man that shows her attention, she's, like, all for it and will, like, be a little doggy to them. And it's really pathetic to watch. But she has been back and forth with Eli for a while, and they battle all the time, and they talk, and they flirt on live, and they FaceTime time and all the shit, right? Well, a few of Eli's victims, okay, because alleged victims came out and said, hey, he SA'd me. And people obviously went to Ash's live and were like, what the fuck? You know, he has these victims. Which also, fun fact about Eli, not fun fact at all, he went to jail because he broke his daughter's femur bone. Okay, she was like 4, I think, very young. And Ash defended him in all of that as well. So it's not entirely surprising that she would come onto live and defend him against...
Well, especially after the Chris Watts comment you said.
I mean, literally, yeah, this is just her MO. But this is what she had to say about his victims.
I seen the live last night. A lot of these females were from like 2013. Why would you wait so many years? 11 years, and now you want to say something? why not say something when it first happened, right? That's what just gets me mind blown, like, to be honest.
Oh my God.
But it's not my situation to speak on.
Oh, really?
And I'm leaving it at that, you know? I met him through somebody else. I didn't even know who he was until I was introduced.
The fuck does that have to do with anything? That's usually how meeting someone works.
And so, therefore, I mean, you know, y'all can think what y'all want, but it's, because I've seen like two videos where people are saying that I'm taking up for him, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, it's not that. It's the fact that that was literally 4 days ago, you guys, when I said he was innocent. Like, and I'm not saying he was innocent.
Sounds like you're saying he's innocent now. So what the fuck are you talking about? But anyway, that's the general...
the context.
Yeah, that's her vibe, okay? That's the things that were put together just to be like, Ash, here. This is just, you know, in a weird little ball, here she is. Now we're going to go to a little bit more of a structured situation where we're going to first talk about, like, why she's the inmate hopper and just a few little things that she's done to play into that joke, even though she fucking loves that title. She loves it.
I was just going to ask, did she come up with that name or did her fans?
No, social media did. But she just rides it. She loves it. This is her making a Diddy joke. It says, when I'm visiting babe, and then it's her in like a prison cell. This is her account, by the way. And then it's Diddy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she's just gonna ride for him.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew. Oh, that's a whole other saga, is that she dances, but like she always dances with robot hands and it's very funny.
Cool.
Anyway, also she's an alcoholic. Sorry, forgot to mention that, but she is an alcoholic.
That's one of the least surprising things you've told me so far.
Dude, she gets so hammered on live with her children home, and the crazy live that we're gonna talk about at the end, that was because she was like blackout drunk. This was one of the times that she was pretty drunk, and she was talking to her boyfriend at the time. His name was Francisco, and people had already looked into his rap sheet, and he is in jail for murdering two young girls very close in age to her daughters in a gang related incident. And she like didn't give a shit at first. She was like, I don't care. Like, I don't look at their rap sheet like that. Like, y'all are weird for digging into him. Like, I don't even care. Like, it's about him and like his vibe and he's a good person or whatever. And then she pretended to not talk to him for a bit. And then people found out she was still talking to him. And then she said, fuck it, and started saying shit like this, literally on live with him on speakerphone. She's paying for this conversation right now because he's in jail. Like, she literally pays through, I forgot what the app is called, something with an S.
She probably sends the money and stuff too. It's why she can't afford a fucking bed for her kids.
Oh, 100%.
Babe, there's 2.3K people watching you right now.
Ugh, that's the thing she does too when she's talking to inmates. She'll just be like, oh my God, like there's so many people in this live. And like, I just can't, like, she just loves it. She eats it, she gobbles it all up. It's so gross.
2.3K people watching.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I was just being sure of honest, like, you know, you want to take the time of your day to actually get to know me, me personally, right? Instead of somebody else painting a picture of me, like, you don't like me.
No, I don't need them to like you. I don't need them to like you, sir.
Oh my God, I'm just saying, like, I don't need them to like you.
Ugh, jump scare.
Guys, he's innocent, and I don't care what y'all say, what y'all think, he's innocent, and y'all are gonna see that. And when he becomes, and yeah, they were like, oh, he's not innocent, he's dumb, this and that,
he murdered two girls, literally. Okay, he's convicted,
but... and they said, are those teardrops on your eyes?
Jesus
probably
fucking Christ.
For the two gang-related murders he committed.
Yeah, literally there are teardrops.
Or
on
is
those.
That is that not the right? That could be. Is that for people they've killed or family members?
Yeah,
that
yeah, it is.
I don't know. There's different things, but.
Gosh, I've lost friends in my past. What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, they said he's innocent, but he's in jail.
Oh my God! What is that laugh?
Yes. Yeah. What do you mean?
It's not past his bedtime.
Everybody, what do you mean?
Oh my God. They said, honestly, rip to those who lost their lives.
Jesus Christ.
That's why it's funny. Because y'all are sitting there making it seem like some man is fucking guilty of that when he had nothing to do with that. So that's why it's so funny, because y'all are blaming somebody that's innocent.
Even if that were the case, ma'am, I'm confused at how that would be funny.
I would need a little fact check on aisle five about this, but I am almost positive that he's confessed to his crime, but he's definitely convicted. Like, he's in prison. He's not in jail.
I mean, and not to say that there aren't people that are falsely convicted, but like, something tells me this isn't one of those situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is her saying she would steal your man if he was in prison.
Cool flex.
I'm an inmate hopper. Of course I am. And guess what? If your boyfriend was in prison, I'd take him too, baby. I would. Trust me.
Again, weird flex.
She also has other ones where she just says in general that she would take your man. There's like a trend of people showing it to their man and being like, can she take you? And like, their answers are always like so quick, just like, fuck no. It's the best trend ever. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Factor.
Factor is the absolute best. They're America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, and they're delicious.
All of Factor's meals are chef-prepared and dietitian-approved, and they're well-balanced. I love the way they taste. They're super convenient because you can heat them up in just 2 minutes.
Which is great for people like me that don't like to cook, or if you just don't have a lot of time.
And you could choose between 35 different meals every single week. They also have a bunch of different add-ons, like snacks, and my personal favorite is their cold-pressed juices. They are super, super good and fresh, and my whole family loves them. I cannot believe it, but Emily's drinking beet juice, and I'm not lying.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah.
They also have breakfast and dessert, which I personally have tried because it's me.
So if you guys want to try out Factor Meals for yourself, head over to factormeals.com/50DWKT and use the code 50DWKT to get 50% off your first box and free shipping.
That's code 50DWKT at factormeals.com/50DWKT. And again, you get 50% off your first box and free shipping.
And thank you so much to Factor for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. She had a whole era, okay, the Jesse era. And the Jesse era is named that because Jesse was an inmate who she talked to in prison, and she actually helped him when he came out. Like, she picked him up and like, literally look at this room that she decorated for him and everything.
Oh, he got a decorated room.
Oh yeah, he did. No, he didn't decorate it. She decorated it. I mean, he couldn't. He was in jail. No, but
he gets a room. The kids, no.
Oh, no, no. This is a hotel room. You know, it already came with a bed. So I don't think she even had a home at this point, by the way. She was still living with her parents because this was a while ago, like a year ago at this point. She left her kids with their guardians, basically, her parents, and rented out a hotel room for Jesse and her to fuck in, and just like literally would go on live with like her cheetah lingerie robe thing. I was like, girl, I can't.
Oh my god.
But look at this room. Romantic. Am I right? The candles, period. The heart balloons. The bed with the rose petals. What if I told you she literally has admitted on multiple occasions that the second he got out of prison, they were trying to have a baby?
That brings me back to the fucking
Resilient Jenkins.
Thank you, them. Because I'm like, what is this like fetish with like, put a baby in me? Like, I don't get it. Like, you
Let's
have to
focus a little bit more on the parenting part of it, because you're already doing a shit job with the two you've got here.
Right? Like, oh my God. Are the men into her, or is she like, are they like using her until they get out? And
okay,
like,
so okay, I'm going to let Jesse say his side of the breakup. But on multiple occasions, he like talked about like not even wanting to have sex with her and like a bunch of different things. And then she would confront him on live and be like, how would you think that? That's so hurtful. But like, he has basically said, like, it wasn't even that serious. Like, I just basically needed someone out of prison. But this is his side of it.
Hey, so,
hey, what's the story?
Okay, so I was locked up, right?
Okay.
I was locked up, right? And this girl hit me up. This girl hit me up when I was locked up. And she sent me some pictures that were not hers. She catfished me when I was locked up, right? And she was like, you know, when you come home, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that, whatever, right? I'm going to, you know, come home to me type shit. And I got out, and it wasn't her, you know what I'm saying? but she was semi, you know, known on TikTok. She was semi known on TikTok, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we got on TikTok.
Wait, she put you on TikTok?
Yeah.
What the hell?
So, you know.
I never seen you on here.
I guess it doesn't stream in your, you know.
Guess I'm not in your algorithm.
It's so funny because that's like him talking about her, and then he would go on to say a bunch of different things about her. And then this is her talking about him.
Jesus Christ.
Was there passion? To be honest, yeah. It's crazy though, because I mean, for 2 weeks, like, it was still good after the second week, you know, like, I mean, the first day we did it like, what, 5 or 6 times? If I can remember, maybe a little bit more the first day. The first weekend was pretty wild. I literally could feel him like up here, and I would tell him like, it hurts. Like,
a bit of a stark difference in references that they're making to each other. And the way, like, she paused for so long in the beginning there, like, she was, like, genuinely, they're like, she's living passion? In that moment. She was trying to reminisce on it. But then also, she teeters in between being very angry at Jesse, and then, like, she straight up, like, loved him, I guess, or I don't know what goes on in that little head of hers, but, like, she goes in between, like, sadness because she, like, really misses him, and she shows all the pictures and, like, the notes they share together. It's so funny because she'll show that as if it's some sort of, like, proof, but it's all when he was in prison. Like, yeah, he's going to tell you he loves you, girl. Well, I was going to say, he has nothing else to do.
I think he's probably a little bored and, like...
probably had some free time to waste there, so I wouldn't be too flattered.
And she seeks these men out in prison. Like,
yes. She has shown her like iPad. I don't know how they get iPads there, but they do. And she shows the messages. She just like scrolls on and on and on. She's talked to hundreds. Like, she's married one of them. She's still married and trying to divorce one that's incarcerated. I don't even know what her journey is, honestly. But this is another time that she's talking about Jesse. But this is like one of her angry times. Like, she's not happy because she feels like he used her.
Weird. Can you imagine?
Tag Jesse. Yes, I'm saying that again. He laid his hands on me the first weekend.
Oh, that's something else she says.
He never paid for the room like he's supposed to every month, $30.
$30?
He made me get on my knees and apologize to him. I paid for everything while he was home.
Oh, really?
I paid for everything. Yeah. When we went out to eat.
Girl, what money does he have? He was just in jail.
He just got out of prison.
You signed up for that? I don't know what.
She's genuinely so dumb.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, girly.
I paid for everything. He didn't pay for nothing. Yeah. His clothes, I had them.
Why don't you try buying for your kids first?
But then she also gives that little nod like, yeah, I'm a boss bitch.
But y'all want to be with Jesse, right? Why? Because he's a TikTok star? There ain't nothing star about him. Ain't nothing star about him.
Ew. What is that?
Did he tell y'all what kind of unit he was at before he came home? Because they made him get out. He had to go to a faith-based dorm. Did he tell y'all that?
What? She says so many things like, yeah,
like as if like, it was like this huge face. Mic drop moment. It's like, what are you talking? I'm like, what?
But also, I don't give a fuck. First of all, I don't give a fuck about either of you. But also, I don't give a shit what Jesse said. You're the one that dated him and brought him home and introduced him
literally,
to your kids.
You sought out a man in prison and then we're like, oh, I had to pay for everything.
Yeah. And also, oh my God, it's starting to get a little bit too wild. But she claims that she got pregnant. Okay. By Jesse. I believe he denies this. And then she also says that it was a miscarriage. And then people call her out because she was literally drinking the entire time alive. So they were just like, well, either way, like, which one was it? Yeah. Were you not pregnant? You were drinking? Were you pregnant and drinking? She's like, I didn't drink for 2 weeks. And it was this whole thing. But anyway, that was a very brief rundown of the Jesse era. Okay, she had a few more eras, but we're going to skip through to the more recent one, which is Thanksgiving at Tia's. Okay, it's Tia with the T-H-I-A because, oh my God.
This is where did it smell?
Yeah, this is where did it smell was born. So she said that she was going somewhere and in true Ashley nature, she started sharing way too much. And days before this even happened, she was like, I'm going somewhere that like I'm strongly considering moving and it's nowhere near where I am right now. And I think she's by Dallas, Texas. And she's like, and it's like my home away from home. And like, I really think I want to move there and I'm taking my kids and we're going to go and we're gonna go on a trip. Nobody knew what the fuck she was even on about.
That might be my new home within the next week. Like, I might not even come back if I like it that much. Like, I'm hoping I do like it because it's far from here and I want to move far away. So, and I don't care about leaving my family. I do not care about leaving my family. I don't.
It turns out she went to El Paso. People were like, this is like the faraway place. Like, isn't that just a few hours? But okay, period. And she went to go visit her tía. Now, if you don't know, a tía is an aunt, okay? It's just a Spanish word for aunt. And it turns out it's not her tía, okay? It's a lady she met on TikTok. Anyway, she says it like T-H-I-A.
Who's meeting her on TikTok and is like, come stay with me?
Well, I don't fucking know, but apparently this lady has been in her life far before she got internet fame, and that she is like family and she's always been there for her through everything.
I mean, I feel like I almost do believe that, because how would you befriend her just from seeing what she does on TikTok, you know?
But one thing that Ash is going to do, even though she just never fucking learns, because literally her live streaming 24/7, both in and outside of her house, people have found her home address. And there have been both influencers and people who show up to her house, ask for pictures, some try to fight her, and she thinks it's funny. She comes on live and talks about it all.
Of course she
does. It's just obvious that she doesn't really give a shit about her daughter's safety and doesn't take things like this seriously. So it's no surprise that when she went to her tía's house in El Paso, she was obviously filming everything. She was live streaming it all. So people found her tía's house in El Paso and were literally putting online, which is, it is doxing. I do not encourage this at all. But people were putting like the, like how long it would take them to get there. Just notice her demeanor. Like, how would you feel being doxed with your two daughters when you're not
feeling
even home?
Feeling about it.
And then this is her. Yeah.
Oh, shit. What day in January? Hold on. Is that my tía? No, it's not my tía. Who's outside? That was the motion to outside, I think.
It might be
Andre. Oh, someone came for you.
Somebody came for me.
Yes. They said, we know she's here. We're fans.
They came for your autograph.
Somebody came for me.
They came for your autograph.
So I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm Rob Stone.
No, they came for me.
Yes. And I said, hey, I'm
Rob
Stone.
They said, we're looking for Ashley.
I said,
They're still outside.
They're yelling.
What are they yelling?
Like, they heard. Lower it down because they're responding to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I go out there?
The plug.
Are you sure? Let's go out there, Rob.
No.
He'll go with me. I'll just say hi.
You're not.
No, I'll just say hi. No, stop. Stop.
Oh, don't worry. Okay. I got your security guard.
I know.
All right. I told him, I'm like, can I hire y'all to be my, because we want to go out and explore, but I'm
oh my
really
God. Where are you guys going?
You shouldn't be.
I don't know. It's like, really, I want to take the kids shopping.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, this was on Thanksgiving Day and strangers are showing up to the house.
That's so weird.
It is. But what's even weirder is her fucking energy, because it's very much giving a teenager who's famous.
Literally, like, it reminds me of like people at VidCon, that it's like, instead of like going in like the back side, like where you're not around everyone, that they want to walk like right through the floor because they just want people to mob them.
Yeah, they want the lines, they want the attention. Absolutely, that is the same energy that I'm seeing right here. But also, if you know for a fact, because not only did this happen, but again, people were showing her like, oh, this is how long it would take me to get to you, which to me would be a threat. Like, what the fuck do you mean? I just feel like if this was me, I would be pissed, but I would also just be scared. Like, I would just not know what people were going to try to do, especially because, again, people have run up on her, okay, both in public and in her own home, to fight her while her daughters were there. So obviously people are aggressive towards Ash because she says stupid shit.
Seems like that is the furthest thing from her mind. And she's like, oh, people are here to see me.
Yeah. And it's so insane that she like disassociates and doesn't remember all the shit. By the way, she also provokes it 100%. Like, she goes on live and says, pull up on me. Just don't do it when like my kids are here, because then I can't fight you. But like, pull up and come on, ho, and all the shit. Like, she like provokes people to come and fight her.
What the fuck are you gonna do? She's like, when you find out Ash Trevino's in El Paso, I'm in El Paso and I'm gonna fuck your baby daddy. What are you gonna do? I'm in El Paso, Texas, bitches. Okay? I'm in El Paso. El Paso. When you find out Ash is in El Paso. Just kidding. But for real, like, you're a whole ugly ass bitch. I probably suck better than you. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and put my little lip glosses on. Hold on. Because my lips are done and yours are not. You look trashy as fuck, too. I wish you would try and pull up, because, baby, the cops will get your ghetto ass real quick. We're in the rich neighborhood. Bitch, please find out that I'm in your city and tell your baby daddy to quit getting me from behind.
So anyway, naturally, what does one do in a scenario like that but leave her daughters alone in that house to go out to a bar with her tía and her tía's husband? And this is her trying to justify it, I guess, or providing her reasoning. I don't even know what she's trying to do anymore.
So now I'm a bad mom for leaving?
Yep.
First off, my kids are of age.
No, they're not.
They are good.
What does that mean? Of age of what?
And I deserve a night out. If I want to go out right now until 3 o'clock in the morning, it's 1 o'clock right now. My kids are good. Okay. If I want to sit outside in the back of my tia's house and drink until 4 in the morning, my kids are good. Call whoever y'all need to call, but my kids are taken care of. My kids are not.
Cameras all over the house.
Oh, you know what? I need to get Ariana's breast milk ready.
I need to get her breast milk ready, like joking about, like, they're not little kids.
Yeah, they're of age. Of what age?
Yeah, literally, they're not. They're not 18 years old. They're minors left home alone. You could be charged with child endangerment. Like, what do you mean? She ended up getting kicked out of, I think, 1 or 2 bars for sure, because she kept filming and literally going out a night to yourself, but you're live streaming the entire time. Do you know how to experience life, bitch? Like, do you literally know how to live in a moment?
Like, it seems like that is how she gets any kind of dopamine whatsoever, is that literally she needs to be live.
Also, it's just rich that she's like, I needed a night out to myself. She was like hammered like a month ago in a bar, and it was so embarrassing because she starts licking people's faces. Like, her tongue gets out of control.
See, that's really bad. It's like, when, like, me and my friends would go out in college, we'd, like, get blacked out and people were crazy and stuff. But it's like, we were 21.
She is so fucking embarrassing. But she just did that, is, like, my point. It's like, what do you mean you needed a night out? You just fucking had one. If I have a night out.
For what? Like, you barely take care of your kids. I assume this is her job.
Yeah, she doesn't work either. So, like, what the fuck are you tired or, like, stressed about? But this is her being kicked out of a bar.
So they made me cash out because they said that people online were saying that they were going to come beat me up.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so he's here. Tell him.
Hey, well, I'm here with him, so bring it on. This is my bar, and I'm 6'3" and 230 pounds.
Oh my god! Well, I wish that I could say that's the only traumatizing thing we're gonna watch today, but it's not. Anyway, so again, pull up. That's her MO. Well, someone did pull up. And here it is.
Jesus.
Caught on live, of course. By the way, this is a person named Mariposa, who's not necessarily an influencer, but she's someone that made a TikTok earlier that day saying, oh, Ash is in my city. Like, what's up, bitch, type of thing. And then Ash was on live talking about her and, like, saying, oh, you're fat and you're this and that, and just, like, going all in on her. So the girl's like, all right, I'm coming to beat your ass. Great. And then this is great. That.
Cool.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. Tell me she does not literally look identical to the claymation right now. Like, this angle is wild. And the oh my god, it's perfect.
What's up? How are you? What's up? You were talking about me. You told me to pull up, right? Am I here, girl? What's up? Hey, don't be touching me, bro. Don't be touching me. You're wrong. Don't even go there. You're not. Get up.
Anyway, unfortunately, she didn't, like, beat Ash up, but she did pull her hair. Ooh, that was a Freudian slip or whatever they call it. No, but like, she did pull her hair, and her description of it is funny as fuck. We don't have time to watch it, but she was like, bro, I pulled that shit and it was like straight grass. She said it just came off, like, basically in her hands.
I'm going over there near her, and her friend's putting her foot, like, on my stomach, okay? She's putting her foot on my stomach. So I fucking grab her, you know, I'm grabbing her, like, for her to move her. And Ash starts getting up. So I, boom, moved to the side. And I went, bro, I fucking grabbed her hair. Boom, snatched that bitch. Bro, tell me why her fucking hair feels like fucking grass, bro. I literally fucking grabbed it and it ripped off. Like, there was no getting this girl. No getting her. Like, literally her hair literally, like, boom, like, ripped the fuck off. I was like, what the fuck?
And then Ash was like, oh my god, like, my temple hurts, she was saying later on in the night. And then she was showing that she, like, didn't have a bald spot and literally had, like, a bald spot girl pulled her hair. It just came right on out, I guess. She does have very thin hair. Anyway, that's a whole separate thing. This is a whole other thing because, mind you, you leave your fucking kids, and then imagine you're, like, out on the night, you're with your tia and your tia's man, and you finally return home to your two children who were there alone, and this is what you bring, okay? It's tia's crazy ex showing up, who I guess he's, like, abusive. I don't know. But of course, don't worry, Ashley was rolling the tapes the entire time.
Is she ever
literally
not?
while she was on the phone with 911, she was on live.
She have two phones.
My ex is here and he won't get out of my fucking house. Go to, can I use the restroom first?
Does anyone have access to any weapons?
Probably. Hopefully, I don't know.
Rob, get out of my room! Don't touch my tia.
I touch
get out! Okay, okay. 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 Yeah, yeah! Whoa, whoa! Whoa! What the fuck? Hold the fucking door. No!
Go!
No!
Go!
What the hell?
Oh my god.
Don't involve me in any alcohol or drugs?
I don't know. He just pushed my tia in her.
Like, does she have a name? Like, what?
One thing that just flashed in my mind was a live that we didn't get to watch because, again, there are things that are missing. If you're an avid Ashley watcher, you know. Like, there are things in between here, but you're getting the gist of it, I promise. But there was a live that she did while her daughter was so sick that, like, she didn't know what was wrong with her. She had a fever. I think she was throwing up. And I believe they even needed to call assistance. I don't know the logistics of it, but she was on live the entire time. And I shit you not, she said the sentence, I'm not gonna, like, tell you guys my daughter's health issues, whatever. Then, like, later on in the night, she said, like, if you send me a galaxy, like, I'll tell you what's going on.
Guys, this is my sickly baby, you guys. That's the one that I have to take to the hospital to go get tested in a couple weeks. I'm not gonna explain nothing else because she don't want me to. Guys, it's triples. Galaxy is 3,000. If y'all want me to tell y'all about my baby girl's health, go ahead and send the galaxies.
That is very much who she is. She's disgusting. You think Jason Nash is bad? I mean, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, she is just something, a piece of work. And this is just a piece of it. Like, there is no shortage of clips of Ash saying horrendous shit, being a horrible mother and a horrible person in general.
See, it feels like there's a difference because, like, Jason Nash, like, I feel like he's a normal person that is acting like an right. asshole. Mm-hmm. And she's an asshole acting like an asshole.
Yeah, she can't even pretend to be normal. If she tried.
Yeah.
But now we move on to the reason we are gathered here today. I literally, I had to make a compilation of it. Like, I full on made a compilation of the timeline of events, and I was fully traumatized while doing it. And that's that I left out the majority of, like, her actually exposing herself. But don't worry, I'll describe it to you. I will say, though, our researcher, the pictures she put in here.
What is happening?
It's very much giving what we're not able to show is all I'll say. Yeah, the Peter Griffin one is wild. So basically, there is a guy named Santos. Okay. A kid, I should say. He has said on the internet before that he's 19 and he said that earlier this year, but he is now saying that he's 22 years old.
Hey, tell her to leave and come back. Huh?
What's your age, Santos?
I'm 19. I could box him.
So the age finally comes out. He's 19.
Regardless, much younger than Ash, who again is 35 years old and a full grown mother, which, by the way, Santos just found this out. He also has a daughter. I guess that he pretends doesn't exist. I'm really not sure about that situation.
Cool. They have a lot in common.
Yeah. But Santos is a clout goblin little shit. Like, that's really the only way that I can describe him. He is friends with Shadi Bae. You know Shadi Bae?
No.
No, you know Shadi Bae. Stop. She went viral like forever ago on the internet. For just being like, I am Shadi Bae, like whatever. It's a whole thing. But she now is like basically another meme, a little cow kind of thing on the internet. And he's friends with her. And she, like, I think they live in like a content house. Like, they all live very close to each other or they hang out a lot. But like, he pretends to date her. So when I saw that he was flirting with Ash, I was like, oh, like this is like his thing. Like, he's like, you know, pretending for clout. But it got a little bit too heated. You could say, like, it got a little bit too much like, okay, you can't be pretending. Cause like, what is this?
There was a lot of passion.
Some could say there was passion. I tried my best to like show it in the order of like what level of heatness she was in. You know what I mean? Like what level of horniness she was experiencing.
So we're gonna work our way to the worst. Got it.
It's so bad though. But again, I had to leave out the worst because it is her flashing her nipple. Mind you though, not funny at all. She literally has like children watching her. And even more not funny, her own daughters were watching these lives. Like they've seen all of this.
It's giving Island Boys.
It's giving worse. Dare I say.
Jeez.
Also, just to preface this, apparently they were doing some sort of drinking game where, I don't know, they were trying to outdrink each other. Ash was hammered. Santos, I guess, was also drunk. None of that fucking matters because this is insane either way. But context, this is the drunkest we've seen her on this episode.
Santos will see everything tonight. Mm. Or when I'm in Cali.
Can't wait for that later FaceTime call, you know?
You already had one earlier.
But another one later.
You're gonna get another one later.
Yeah. I'm gonna get another one tomorrow too.
And then when? When you see me in person?
I'm gonna see you Friday. No, so, Thursday night.
So what are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? I'm gonna make all your dreams come true.
He sounds like he's 12. If a man ever told me that when I say, like, what are you going to do? I'm going to make all your dreams come true. What are you, Mickey Mouse? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hiding with them. You got something hiding with them, no? My compadre. Edgardo.
Horse ready?
Yeah, you already know why.
My horse is ready?
Yeah.
Where is it at?
It's pointing straight up right now on my pants.
That's Eli. So in the middle of them sexting each other, that's the guy who has SA victims who she used to flirt with. He just adds him in like mid-conversation because, again, he is a cock goblin. Yeah, he adds him in to like stir shit up.
What happened? Where everybody?
Really?
What?
Really?
Really what?
What'd that tongue do?
You'll find out.
Is there a need to do it for so long?
Is there a need to do it, period?
There was one that I left out because I'm really, believe it or not, this is the censored version of the life. But basically there was one time where she was doing it again. I think literally half the night her tongue was out. And he like said, oh, do it one more time. And he like put the camera to his beepee. And then she did it again. It wasn't his action. Like it was, he had pants on, but like it looked kind of, I don't know. I'm scared. Anyway, okay.
You made me drop a galaxy for you right now. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. How did I forget that? That's her other saying. She says it all the fucking time. She goes, I'm just kidding. Like she'll say something she's absolutely not kidding about. She goes, I'm just kidding.
I have a meet and greet. And yes, there are going to be bodyguards there. Just kidding. Gonna buy me my drink tonight. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Lay, let's go.
Guys, get the galaxies. Get the galaxies, you guys. Get the galaxies. We have a link up coming up.
Yo, Friday morning. Thursday evening. Thursday evening.
So this is the point where they start planning some sort of trip to Cali. So you heard her earlier say like, oh, you'll see in Cali. He lives in California. So apparently he's buying her ticket. But then they also start scheduling that he was going to fly out the very next day. Spoiler alert. He never made it. Like he said, oh yeah, I'm coming. Like you have my word. We'll hear that in a second. She's actually supposed to be flying out tomorrow. So who knows if we'll have an update.
Can't wait.
But apparently he did actually buy that ticket and bought her an Airbnb. But yeah, that's when you hear them referencing Cali. It's the trip that she's taking.
Better be at the airport waiting for me.
Someone sends an interstellar on this. Oh my God. I don't think we get reaches.
Everybody galaxies, guys. Are you going to come tomorrow?
Yes. I already gave my word. I'm coming tomorrow.
Okay.
No, he's not.
I'm going to pick you up from the airport or what?
Come on.
Okay, and then what, you stay with me until we fly out back on Thursday?
Oh my God, her face and her flirting is traumatizing, but also, does that sound like someone who has two daughters, not only watching this fucking live, but also that are living in your house that depend on you?
No, not even a little bit.
Cannot remember the last time I made a trip that flippantly. It was literally when I didn't have kids. Like, that is not an option. What are you talking about? I don't care if they're teenagers. You're going to just be like, get the fuck out of your house that now you've brought all your shit to, which she's admitted, and go to my parents' house so that I can fuck this kid who's very close in age to you.
Yeah, also just like bringing a random guy that you met on TikTok to your house.
Oh, it's very her. Very her.
Yeah, it was 3 days ago.
Look what I have charging.
Yeah, charging. Whoa, you don't need that when you have me.
I need it for tonight, though.
Another, you're definitely 12. You don't need that when you have me. Shut the fuck up. You literally go away, sir.
Whoa, you don't need that when you have me.
I need it for tonight, though.
Oh yeah, you're gonna definitely need that for tonight.
I don't have you tonight. All I have is the FaceTime.
Yeah. All you could use right now.
We're on live. We can't. Let me see. Santos. Let me see.
Oh my God.
Let me see.
Oh my God.
The lip biting and the tongue is too much. Oh, you haven't paused on a horrible. Oh.
I just wanted to honestly find any excuse to pause it just to just take a second. You doing all right?
Why did you bring me here today?
Well, you know, how can I keep this to myself?
You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things. Really, like, this was supposed to stay in between my two ears? No, I had to share it with the world.
It feels like she is literally, like, a horny 13-year-old.
Okay, literally. Literally. And then now, what she's going to do, you're going to see her beg him a few more times to show her his schlong. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if he does or not, but she then scoots her little feet, goes off camera, and then you just hear, like,
bro, it borderline does remind me of what's her Adriel, because do you remember that time that she, like,
oh my god, that is so true. I completely blocked that out of my memory, but you're so spot on with that. See, I want to laugh, and I am laughing off, because how do you not laugh at this? But her daughters are in the next room, like, literally knowing that this is all going on, because her daughters are, I mean, they're 15 and 13, I think. Like, they're obviously going to be super on social media.
I would be,
and, like, tapped
mortified.
In. Oh, 100%. But also, their daughters are a fan of, like, Shadi Bey and all these people. Like, I have no doubt that they probably were a fan of Santos or something. Oh, you know what God. I mean? Like, that's the world that they, those are the people they watch on social media. So this happening is so beyond traumatizing. And I do think that, like, I know she got banned for a little bit, but I hope that something happens to her for this, because at the very least you were doing this on live willingly and showed no, like, care in the world for the fact that there could be children watching. You didn't censor yourself at all. Again, I can't even watch. Like, why have I seen her pepperonis? Like, why have I seen your nipples? But anyway, just open your ears as she scoots off is all I'll say.
Let me see. Let me see it right now. Let me see it right now.
Jesus. Oh, desperate much? Here she goes. Here she goes. Do you hear it? Did you hear it? Can you imagine watching this live?
No.
I was thankfully asleep. Sherilyn, when I texted some of these things to the group chat, when she was like, oh my god, Jesse, I'm so sorry you had to go through that trauma alone. I'm like, well, no, luckily I woke up the next day and then was traumatized. And this is, you know, I have a lot of people on the internet to be traumatized with. Now, all of you, you're welcome. I have a feeling people are gonna be so mad at me for this episode. Like, literally, Jesse, what the fuck? Like, I avoided this for so long and now here I am watching her do whatever the fuck this is.
Like, we're all here questioning our lives.
Yeah, but this is her coming back from using her rose.
Traumatized. Okay, and wait. We heard, girl. Are you gonna let me taste you one of my
So obviously you could see from her energy, she doesn't give a fuck. She's like, traumatized, okay, and what?
Yeah.
Literally no fucks. And that was a subscriber, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, she continues.
Oh, I'm peeing, sorry. Ooh.
I wanna hear it.
You can hear it.
I don't hear anything. I'm gonna give her the golden shower chat.
I cannot wait, I love the golden shower.
Someone said, try something different, give her the brown shower.
Oh my god.
What the hell, that shit?
Whoever said that, that's not a bad idea.
Santo, shut up. So we're gonna be together this weekend. If Santos doesn't like me, but yet, are you the one who he's inviting over? No, baby, me and you are not the same. I make money, you don't, okay? You're irrelevant. You're a peasant.
Oh my God.
In our eyes. He looks at me because he knows what I'm made of. Yes, I know. He's 22. I'm 35. Yes, he knows. I know. We know our age difference, okay? I've already seen his beepy, and he's already seen my nunu, okay?
You need to go later. You're saying stuff that people don't
want
to know.
Okay, well.
Can you imagine being 15 years old?
She sounds like she's parenting the mom.
There is no way and no universe in which these girls don't grow up as adults to say, fuck my mom, I want nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
Like, there's no world. Like, to have to walk into that room and say you are saying things that you shouldn't be saying, please get off of live soon. This wasn't the only time they did it. They did it multiple times throughout that night. The second I would catch wind, first of all, this would never happen. Okay, this is a very alternate universe we're going into. The second I would catch wind that my kids saw something that I did that was this fucking foul,
well, she
I would be
doesn't
so
care.
Fucking ashamed.
Like,
no,
I
she doesn't
feel
care.
Like she's doing it to, like, she thinks that it's, like, not, like, impressing them, but, like, you know?
I don't think she understands the difference between infamy and being famous and well-liked on the internet. Like, I genuinely don't think she understands
yeah.
the repercussions, not only for herself, for her daughters as well. which has already happened.
She just thinks it's like cool regardless.
Yeah, attention is attention. Attention's pay the bill. Well, guess what? Like, there's a way to pay your bills and not be hated by 99% of the internet, you actual fucking witch. Like, this is just absolutely insane. And it broke my heart. Genuinely, like, this part was so upsetting to me because I was just like, what? How do you as a mother? And then she puts it on mute to scold her, to basically be like, get the fuck out, basically.
She's probably like, it's paying our bills.
Yeah. And she's super drunk. Some context for this next clip. She was put in a battle, again, because Santos was trolling, with a few people. This girl in the bottom right-hand corner, her name is Brittany, and she very actively hates Ash and had called her out literally on this live and said, basically, why are you doing this shit with your daughters here?
And guess what? Santos still gonna eat it.
Why are you being so disgusting around your daughters? You know, your daughters can hear me, right?
And then literally this was Ash's response. Mind you, her daughter standing right next to her.
Are you that jealous because Santos gonna have me like this?
He's talking about he's gonna
jump. Look at her daughters waving to the screen. And you just said, like, he's gonna fucking be hitting it from behind. Like, is this not enough to, like, have an investigation? Like, what the fuck is going on? So that's the majority of the live. Again, her pepperonis came out. There was a lot shown that we're not subjecting you to, believe it or not. Again, this is the censored version. Then she gets off with Santos. She's gonna get off for the night. And this is her talking about it. Mind you, people are in the chat talking about how embarrassing this is, saying you're irresponsible, report this as sexual activities, you should lose your kids. Like, people, rightfully so. Yeah, we're absolutely furious. And this is her just drunkenly talking about it. Like, it's no big deal.
But I'm out. But y'all following me, LOL. I can't stand Lexi. She's so... ain't nobody gonna save me. I'm just saying, okay? If I choose to be with somebody, I choose to be who I the fuck want to be with, okay? Santos literally paid for my dinner, my kids' dinner tonight. Santos has literally been that number one person. Like, if I was to text Santos right now and say, hey, I need $30 for such and such, he would send it to me. He's already sent me $70 in one day. Oh, and I didn't even ask him for it. I was just like, hey, 70? I want to get this. And he was like, all right, hold up. You got Apple Pay. And he sent me the money. And then he's paying for my ticket to L.A. Like, he's going to pay for me to get somebody's, to do my hair and makeup, my clothes.
She's delusional.
Shopping. Santos is literally the one that's paying for everything. I'm not paying for nothing when I go to L.A. For those of y'all saying, like, I'm using him or he's using me, like, bro, he's paying for everything. That's why I said, like, I'm supposed to get my lips done this Saturday here in my town. But if I'm in L.A., I told him, like, I need to get my lips done. And he was like, okay, I'll set you up. Like, he fucking knows. Like, right now, he just texted me. And he's like, are you okay? Yeah. Why? I'm sorry that y'all's dude don't fucking spoil y'all like that. And me and him ain't even together like that. So y'all can sit there and call me whatever you want. But at the end of the day, don't get mad because I'm getting more attention than y'all are.
Okay? Oh my God. Okay. The attention.
Okay. Because y'all are irrelevant. Can I stop that? Yeah, I'm on live, but I'm off of Santos already. Why?
It's her daughter again, just being like, it's getting fucking late. Like, get off of live.
Oh my God.
Now we get into Santos, his response. He addresses it a few times because, again, he's always on live too. And I want to be very clear. It's both of their fucking faults and they're both fucking disgusting because he also has a bunch of children followers. So I don't care if he's young. I don't care if he's stupid, immature. I don't care if he's 19 or 22. It doesn't matter. You're weird as hell for this. And I don't know. I just hate them both, honestly. Anyway, this is him addressing it.
Apparently, I was getting freaky with someone last night.
Apparently?
No, I did get freaky with somebody. You're so scrumptious. Areli, thank you for being my title gifter.
Do you remember what happened last night?
Most of it, yeah.
So you know what you were doing?
Yeah. Well, I went out last night. I went out, like, with my friends out.
No, I'm talking about, like, everything that happened.
Well, no, I don't remember too much. Brain! I remember some, like, the Ash parts. But when I went out last night, I don't remember nothing coming back. I don't even remember coming back home.
Chad, like, I'm not saying that, bro. I didn't take it too far. All I did was make it funny. All I was trying to do is, I was trying to compete with her one-on-one. That's all I wanted to do on drinking. We're having a drinking game. You know, some people act different when they're drunk. I don't get drunk. Yo la ma me pongo tipsy. She's on my pants. Okay, on that one, Not really. She FaceTimed me. I'm literally picking up my phone from the shower. That's it. She just saw like a snips of it. Chat, when I was in the military. During boot camp, I literally had to shower with 50 other dudes. You think I wouldn't care if I did that for Ash? The only ones I want the attention of is some real ass people on the internet. Like, I really want to have, like, someone that's already old enough to understand, hey, how this shit, this game works and what I'm doing. I just want somebody, you know, I don't give a fuck about the kids that, oh, you really do? No, don't judge me, bro. If you want to make money, make money.
So, he also says this.
Yesterday,
what is he right about? He literally did not say anything. He said, you're weird. Boom, bye.
People in Fuerza Regida, she had 30, almost 40K people watching her.
Oh, she had a whole stadium watching.
A whole stadium because of you guys.
Because of, you know, guys. Because of what I was doing, bro. Like, literally, I did the same thing for Shadi that no one thanks me. Nobody thanks me. I hope a lot of people get their views up, even if they're already popping, bro.
Literally, no one have we just me? Brain rotted so much as a society that genuinely people do not understand different types of attention and what is actually long-term profitable and what is just fleeting and immediately, like, literally you and I right now could go on Instagram Live, fake a fucking whole fight, do some weird ass shit, and we would get a ton of attention for it. A bunch of people would talk about it. Why the fuck would I want to do that?
The things that we have watched. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Because these are, again, these are, in my opinion, I don't know any of these people like on their own as far as like their actual content. I only know them for being on live. So imagine actual content creators doing some shit like this. There's a reason they don't. There's a reason people don't do shit like this when they want longevity.
These people have lost their minds.
About getting views up or not. You know what I'm saying? I guess the thing is that there is kids watching, which kids shouldn't be on the fucking net after fucking 8 p.m. You know, there is kids watching, and that was wrong for you guys, for that to be done on social media.
It was on Instagram. Instagram has a...
I don't know where it was done, but it was wrong because, you know, her daughters were there. She was under the influence. You could have said, hey, man, you know what? Your daughters are in the next room. They're watching your life. That I am going to agree on. The rest of the shit, that's y'all problem. Y'all old enough to know what y'all doing, you know?
No, you're right. You're right. But the thing is, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm not controlling her. I told her, like, we're just having a good time, joking around. There's nothing wrong. I mean, it's a pepperoni slip out all the time, bro.
What the fuck?
Oh,
like, literally, what do you mean? My pepperonis have never slipped out. Not once.
They're not real.
I know. It's like we're watching aliens. This is Ash calling Santos. I'm not exactly sure what day this happened, but he answered on speakerphone and then I guess she got kind of mad. But she's like genuinely like, why did I get banned? Like, what the fuck?
Because you showed your fucking pepperonis.
What?
How the fuck did I get banned? I don't know. It's that I got banned. Like, for what? It ain't fucking saying.
It doesn't say anything?
No, I'm waiting to get a fucking appeal. Hold on. Why are you fucking lying still, though? Why did
you... I got banned? I can take it off. Wait, hold on.
She said, if you missed it, like, I'm waiting for the appeal. Like, why did I fucking get banned? Like, it doesn't even say on it. Do I need to show you the memes of Mr. Krabs and Peter Griffin? What are you talking about? Why did you fucking get banned, bitch? You guys are both that dumb, or are you like willfully being this ignorant just to like play stupid? I don't understand.
She like thinks that she's like above all of it, though. Like,
but like, I can literally list 1,000 reasons. Like, yeah, it makes sense that you got banned, you freak. So Jefa, which is Spanish for boss, is someone that used to battle with Ash a lot, but she publicly like denounced her and told Ash that she was fucked up when Ash said that whole shit about Eli's victims and like, oh, those females should have come out earlier and stuff. So Jefa, you know, she was like, no, I'm not doing that. Anyway, I don't like either of them, to be honest, for different reasons. But Jefa confronted Santos and said this. And I think she kind of ate. So that's why I want to play it, because she ate him right on up.
Knowing that her daughters were watching.
Who said I encouraged? Sad girl, thank you for the galaxy. How about we play a quiet game?
Oh, my God. I literally cannot imagine, like, trying to have a conversation. Thank you for the galaxy. Thank you for the rose. Thank you for literally. The... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Game. You want to play a quiet game? Like, and you knew that her daughters were watching her live, and that's really nasty for you to even think that that's okay. So I don't agree with what she did. She got to fix her own self. But you,
You're grown, right? You're a grown man. That's what you tell everybody, because I know you don't sit around saying I'm a little boy who's immature, who don't know what I'm doing. But since you're a grown man, and that's what you claim to be, then a grown man who has a daughter would never want to encourage that type of nasty behavior on live and keep dragging it all the way to the point where she thinks she's getting something out of it. From a mother's perspective, that you don't do stuff like that. You have a daughter. When your daughter grows up, would you love for her to be watching some bull crap like that? Yeah. Would you? Yes or no? Nod your head yes or no, because you can't talk. No, right? If you're a grown man, then you would know that stuff like that is not for clout, for publicity, acting all dirty, encouraging and dragging behavior like that. That's not cute and it's not okay. You already know she's already got that bad reputation, and you know her daughters are watching. You know her daughters are coming in the room telling her to get off live, and you continue to encourage and push it and drag it and do what you do. Why? For what? For clout? That's what you did it for? You traumatized her kids even worse than they already were for clout? I don't respect that. If you want to claim to be a grown man, then act like one.
Period.
Well, I mean, he knows it. Like, look at it. He was like, feels he like literally he's being scolded by shit. His teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is kind of the last thing, but Ash's daughter went on live and talked for a few minutes.
Oh my God.
What about my mom today? I don't know if y'all heard me in her life, but I yelled at her. Because the Santos thing, bro. I'm sorry, guys. It just makes me mad because the way she is on live, I just didn't. But, I mean, she's my mom, so there's nothing I can do.
Literally, that breaks my fucking heart. I know that no matter how shitty a mom is, a child will always be like, that's my mom. You know what I mean? Like, you have a million resentments or whatever, but ultimately you feel love towards her. And at that age especially, how much control do you actually have? You don't have a job. Like, that's why she's running away all the time. Obviously, she's troubled. Having Ash as a mom is such a fucking traumatizing life to have been handed. And I genuinely feel sorry for both of them.
Well, it's like they have a mom and then, but she doesn't have any daughters.
That's what it feels like. You know, you hear them and you hear them sounding like a child who has a mom, and every time you hear her talking about or to her kids, it's cold, it's callous, it feels like there's again,
it's like they're bothering her while she's live.
Literally, yeah. Everything that seems to matter to her is just men, whether they're inmates or not. Like, she just cares about guys. Everything else is bullshit, and that includes her kids. And she thinks that because she buys them some Wingstop here or there, that that's taking the place of a mother that they really need, which is like a mother that gives a shit about them and cares and loves them. They don't need a friend. They have enough friends at school.
It seems like all she puts any importance on is attention from followers, and then money.
Literally, that's it.
And not even money to have the money, but money to like flaunt the money.
And she doesn't have money. I mean, I don't doubt that like she has made money on the internet. There's like ways that people calculate how much she makes off of gifts, and she'll make like $4,000 in a night or something. You know, it's definitely.
Who is giving these people money?
That's another thing. Like, people will go like, to her gifters and like harass them and just be like, what are you doing and why are you doing it and why are you encouraging her? I don't know why, other than there must be fucked up people just like her in the world, like, that agree with her. I don't know. Or find it entertaining, find it to be like a meme. But even then, like, I find it entertaining, quote unquote, like a car accident that I can't look away from.
But they want to like be the ones instigating it.
Yeah, literally. That, I mean, there's no other reason to me. I mean, I guess there could be a fan of hers, but my brain can't wrap itself around that.
No, but I asked myself the same thing with Adriel. I'm like, literally, who the fuck is giving her money?
Enough people. You know what I mean? It's just, it's very weird. And I just feel really sorry for those girls. I wish that they weren't, like, I wish you didn't have kids, because then it would be so much easier to just be like, haha, you're just like a horrible person on the internet. But no, it's so just much like worse.
Concerning, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think that in general, I do hope that she, and I think she will, face some sort of repercussions, because you cannot expose yourself like that. Like, even forget all the other times that she's been highly inappropriate on the internet and just disgusting. You can't sext people on TikTok live. You can't show your nipples. Like, what are you doing?
I've said before, I've gotten a video of me taking a puff out of a joint. removed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but she's literally out
and here, I guarantee like, you, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to censor and do a bunch to try to, you know, make this not only palatable for you guys, but like to try and monetize it. I guarantee you we're going to get demonetized. Like, she is just disgusting, obviously. And like, who the fuck can tolerate her? I don't know why a platform would tolerate her, but I just, like, how did we get here? I'm just,
Hey girlies, time for an update, because I know you haven't had enough content already from this person. Anyway, Ash has responded since the incident on her live, and she has said quite a bit, because naturally she can't keep her mouth shut, but it basically involves, but is not limited to, her justifying her behavior, also blaming her behavior on alcohol, then also blaming her alcohol use on being depressed because she's not battling her friend anymore. Then, of course, there's her daughters who are not living with her at the moment because she told them to leave. And then she also mentions how apparently one of her daughters, she's more like a sister than a daughter. So apparently that makes everything okay. But then at the same time, she says that her kids shouldn't even be watching her live because she told them not to, and that she doesn't make content for kids. You know what? I'm just going to play it. Okay, enjoy.
So I want to apologize for my actions the other day. I know I shouldn't have done the things that I did, but out of alcohol, I did it. There's no excuse. But anyways, yeah. So I'm going through that right now, personally. It really opened up my eyes. So I apologize to anybody that followed me, liked me, and then stopped liking me after that. That was not my intention. And I had stopped drinking for a while, if y'all know. And when I was battling Hefa, I wasn't drinking like that. But then me and her stopped battling, and I started falling into my depression again. And I fell back. And alcohol is my weakness, you guys. I run to alcohol for everything. Again, like I said, you guys, I apologize for my actions the other day. I take accountability for that. I shouldn't have done that, but it was the alcohol. You can't always blame it on the alcohol, but... And I'm telling y'all, you guys, when I was battling Hefa, I did not drink. I was getting to my bag. And then once me and her fell off from battling, I went into, like, a depression. And I said, F the world. And literally. And, y'all might call me a bad mom, but my kids don't think I'm a bad mom. You know, them girls still love me no matter what. Otis, that's like my mom's other daughter, and I'm not even lying. Like, I always seen her as a sister growing up. So that's why she kind of doesn't talk to me like I'm her mom, because of the fact that I grew up with her like she was my little sister, and all my family would call her my little sister.
See, that makes sense.
Being open.
Yeah, that makes sense, because there's times where I see her getting your live, and then she's talking to you more like if you guys were sisters more than a mother or daughter, you know?
Yeah, so she, like, they were not taken from me. I literally, because I know there's going to be rumors circulating, oh, her kids got taken from her. No, my kids did not get taken from me. Eviana texted me and was like, Mom, we're going to go back. I said, no, don't come back right now. You know, y'all act like a lot of creators don't have OnlyFans. Y'all act like a lot of people don't. You know, my stuff, children aren't supposed to follow it, okay? Kids aren't supposed to follow it. My kids know not to get on it when I'm in my live. My kids know, like, they already knew the rules. But that right there kind of messed with me too, because it's like, you already knew the rules. Why would you, you know, go with what I tell you already? Unless I'm okay with them being on it, I show them. But if I don't show them on my live, I don't want them on my live. It's my live. And I don't want to have to feel like I have to be careful with everything I do. I'm 35 years old. Okay? I have my own house. I have paid my own bills. I shouldn't have to answer to nobody at the end of the day. And I feel like it's ridiculous that I'm having to watch my every move because there's people out there who are trying to bring me down. And at the end of the day, y'all can try as hard as y'all want, but I'm always going to pick my head up and I'm still going to come on here and show my face. Because I felt like I lost it all. But I didn't. And that's why I said, I have a good following. I have good supporters. And y'all don't have to sit here and watch me. Y'all don't have to sit here and support me. And y'all do. And I need to open up my eyes, because y'all are literally what keeps my kids fed, you guys, by all this following.
And thank you so much, you guys, for all the gifts. And I really need to see that. Like, I'm already at 20K followers on this account. And I literally just made it a couple of hours ago. Literally. Thank you. I miss my babies, but... and usually I could hear them. Like, just imagine right now if you're sitting at home with your kids, right? You have your kids with you. And they're being loud. And you're... Don't take that for granted. Because one day they're going to grow old. And they're going to leave you. And they're going to leave you to an empty house. Right now, I don't have them for me. Because I told them to go back right now.
Well, you're welcome, everyone. I know that that really was life-changing. I don't really have anything else to say. Besides, I'm sorry. Back to us.
Guys, I know it was a lot. And I'm sorry that I introduced you to someone that just might be worse than Adriel Ziegler. I never thought that that was going to happen, but she just might be.
Do you remember when I found Adriel Ziegler? It was just the coffee thing. It hadn't gotten that bad yet. And we just...
I do remember those
you
days.
You got in early. But and it was even that day. I was like, I just found this girl and she's posted like 60 videos in 2 days.
Yeah, she got progressively more unhinged with that and then just went balls to the wall. It always seems to happen when they start doing lives. Like when you start... Because the thing with lives is they're not edited.
Well, because then the attention's instantaneous. So yeah. They're just like willing to do crazier and crazier
and
shit.
Also, like, it's uncensored. Like, you can say pretty much what you want. It's not going to be able to get edited out. Like,
and then a lot of the time that then there's no like proof of it afterwards unless people are screen recording it.
Oh,
which now I mean it just seems like that's not really an issue. But should we move on to a we love the internet?
We sure shall.
Clean our eyes.
Oh my god, that was pretty brutal. I feel like exhausted. I feel like I ran a marathon.
I'm like, oh, we don't ever have to revisit that one.
People have literally been asking for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
I've seen them. I know that it's been live with Santos. Requested, so.
Okay, my We Love the Internet is a full circle moment because, as you know, the interview where it was Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo holding space, the whole Defying Gravity thing, that was the video that I chose for that week. Well, it turns out they have since addressed that iconic interview and it's even better now, honestly, now that they talked about it, it makes it all even funnier.
I remember in the moment asking myself, am I okay?
People are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that and feeling power in that.
That's really powerful.
I was surprised because I was like, I had no idea because I haven't been looking. I mean, it's been happening on some
platforms. She's like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I've seen it, yeah.
That's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that this thing was going on.
I didn't know that that was happening.
So I didn't know what any part of it meant.
Period. Same.
That's really powerful.
I didn't understand the first sentence.
I've seen this week people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that and feeling power in that.
And then I definitely didn't understand what was happening, how you responded. I was like, oh, what did she say? What did you hear? And I just wanted to be there because I knew something big was happening. And I didn't know how to be there.
Not the finger.
When you
the
see her face, though, she's very much like, what's going on?
But then after a while, I didn't know how to be there.
That's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted.
She That's said struggling. Something... That meant something to her. Then you, it meant something totally different to you.
Yes.
And then she tried to kind of get somewhere else.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing was, I remember in the moment asking myself, "Am I okay? Did I not hear something?" And I was like, "Am I?" I was like, "Cause she looks like she's about to cry again." And I'm gonna grab this because I think you might need something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the tapping was about. But that
tension,
happened.
Tension.
That happened. Tension. Yeah, that happened. Tension. I was like, oh shit, something's happening.
She had said that she was seeing it because she was in queer media.
You know, I am in queer media.
And I was like, I honestly didn't know what that meant. And am I also in queer media, maybe?
We are, great.
Work. Let's both be there.
It was so beautiful. I just am glad. I feel really relieved that the world had the same experience with this moment that I did. Because I felt like, oh, I'm not broken.
I do love how the world has, like, broken. Gone with it.
I felt so relieved.
My favorite is the gay men's chorus singing. We're really holding space for that.
Really holding space with that. And feeling power in that.
I haven't seen that.
I love that one. It's so good.
What?
It's really great.
Yeah, well, I've seen it.
I've seen it on a couple posts.
And also just like articles.
I mean, yeah, well, I've seen it.
You've seen it.
That's the craziest part for me.
It's good. I love that it's become vernacular now, which is really fun. That people are constantly saying, we're really holding space for that. I want a t-shirt with holding space on that.
God, so funny.
I'm here, my cheeks hurt from laughing.
Yeah, you could definitely tell Ariana Grande didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I really enjoyed it. Okay, do we want really cute, really sweet, or funny?
Funny.
Okay, so it's a little dark, but
what the fuck?
You are aware of the United Healthcare CEO.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
It's a guy that looks kind of like him.
No.
And he gets in the car and he's wearing the same outfit and his mom's freaking out.
How are you doing?
Jake, go back, change. No green jacket.
Oh,
no
my God.
This is serious now. A lot of people have been DMing me, messaging me. You have to go back and change. This is not funny. Are you listening to me?
He looks a lot like him. Holy shit.
Wait, but there's actually, no, while we're on it, there's another one. I don't know where it is. He like puts Rihanna. I'll insert it here.
No. I'm not doing this again. No. No. The sun rose this morning. It's a new day. No. No. I'm not doing this. Groundhog's Day is not for a while, right? No. Nope. New day. Start over. Begin again.
How about some music?
Play some music.
I didn't mean to end his life. I know it wasn't right.
Well, anyway, guys, we've made it to the end of this treacherous journey. Thank you for accompanying us, you know, being traumatized right along with us. We have finally covered the inmate hopper.
Thank you, Jesse.
The people wanted it. I just gave them what they wanted. Anyway, if you made it to the end, you deserve a medal for this one. We appreciate you very much. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.